back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Employee pricing for all is on now at Ceramony Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceramony Boulevard or shop 24/7 at CeramonyFord.com. Ceramony Ford, from America, for America.
Bang.
Our clock is broken here, and I'm having trouble adjusting. For one segment.
It's on your computer.
Yes, I know it is now, but I had no use to look on that computer when the clock is functional.
So you got to adapt.
Yeah, you notice you never have to adapt. It's always me.
I work with Matthew Steinmetz. I have to adapt hourly. Please. My book's coming, baby.
It's not. It's it just is. Like the We Believe documentary that Barnes Baron Davis are.
Where
it's like,
is it?
It's,
if Belichick can write a book, you can write a book, Goo. I got you.
Dude, Evan, he truly is my brother, man. That's what you need, support.
I give support.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
You called me a liar on one of my endorsements.
Which one?
And I found out what's going on now because you're trying to do that certain thing. So you're putting that at my doorstep.
Oh my God.
I'm really truly a psychologist, man. I understand what's going on now. But anyway, Stoney, I think I got some stuff. 12 years into 13 years in the business.
What
meeting
business?
All my radio business. Damn!
I didn't do that.
Hey, Evan, one more time, man. Go ahead, let's move on, baby.
Hey, we're talking about the Warriors. Now, what do you think this guy means from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line? This one puzzles me. Guru giving the Rockets a hard time about missing free throws is funny.
I saw
what? Like, what's...
Oh, you didn't read the rest. I have one that said, after watching Wiggins and Looney, I'm like, dude, we won the chip in 2022.
Oh, I thought it was...
I lost. I'm out.
Oh, that's what it is. Thank you, Evan, for putting two and two together for me.
Wow. If I really, truly had a timeout, I would call one right there. Evan, whoa, that's what they meant. Yikes.
People know the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes a little too well, it feels. But we like to let everybody in. We're inclusive here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kwame in Oakland.
Kwame.
Okay, Jay. Let's go to Jay because I stiffed him on the other side. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Yeah, I felt rejected, guys. What's up with that?
That's naughty, baby. Yeah.
That's
just
what,
kidding, but
you
hey.
Know what? Let me tell you what that was. That was like Pete Maravich playing on a terrible team. You know, I get my 40, 45, but I get no support. If I would have had support, they would have helped me with the out time. But I'm on my own out here, trying to go one-on-one against the entire team. Let's go. All right, what's up, Jay? How you doing, bud?
Well, there's a famous football coach. He said, you are what your record is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if the Warriors, I think if they win tonight, I think that's very telling of who they are. I think they're going to go deeper in the playoffs. If they beat them in five. Now, I think the Warriors are going to win. Now, if they beat them in six or seven, I think we're a second-round exit.
Is it just because of the rest?
I don't know if it's because of the rest. I think we're undermanned. I mean, I think we need a big man. I think we're, I don't think we're as good as we think we are. I just don't think so. I don't know. Tonight's going to be a hard game.
Damn.
It's going to be a very, very hard game.
I agree with you. So, I agree with you.
Yeah. It sounds like he's concerned that, 48-28, just last game, just in regard to points paying, Sonny, Houston had that advantage. Can Julius Randle, outside of him and maybe Naz Reid, but they don't traditionally play down low like Şengün. So I'm thinking, that has me excited to play a team that's going to present some different problems, but just not one that, body punches us to death like the Rockets almost did the other night. But they got a closer.
I think Minnesota is better than the Rockets.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think the Lakers are better than the Rockets. But it doesn't matter. Because chances are the Rockets, at this point, aren't going to play one of those teams. The one, believe it or not, The reason I'd like to see the Warriors win tonight, or if I were a Warrior fan, I'd like to see them win tonight, it's rest is only the half of it. I also feel like when you play, if you have to play an extra game that you didn't foresee, it's also another game where something can happen.
Yeah.
Something that not good can happen.
And we saw that with Jimmy.
Exactly. So, you know, you get beat tonight, then you got to play another game, and that'll be the third game in 5 nights for the Warriors. Actually, 4th and 6th, right? They played Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, yeah. And if they Friday. So, like, that to me is a big reason why you also want to end this series is because you don't want to play an extra game where something could happen. Yeah. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We've already seen it in the postseason.
Well, back me up on this. Not that I need you to, but I know the great P. Franklin taught me, Stani, fan is short for fanatic. But how many calls have we taken like that? Not many at all. That was an outlier, you know, just concerned about what we don't have moving forward. Everything's been, and I get it, it's talk show radio, but I'm feeling confident. I'm not ignoring what ails us, and we don't have a lot of length and, you know, get the Shingun type of guys and Adams, but that was kind of a one-off, a guy kind of feeling like we don't have it all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got an understanding of how long these playoffs are and how much longer the Warriors have to go, and they're going to have to get through some grueling series for the Warriors to get where some people, you know, hope they can get.
Mm.
And they might need the veterans, you know, the one thing that could happen that, again, I'm not in the prediction business, but I
wish you were.
No, it's stupid. Predictions are stupid. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I ain't making one next.
Do you
no
know
chance.
What a victory lap is?
I don't.
You taught me that. That'll be in the book, signing at the old ship. You taught me a victory lap is when you make a prediction and it comes to fruition.
Yeah,
now you're saying you don't like predictions.
I hate them.
But you love victory laps. The only way to get a victory lap is when you predict something.
Okay, then I won't take any more victory laps.
Okay.
Well, you've been shooting blanks here lately, so you ain't got to worry about that.
What are you talking about?
You're not having a good year.
My bad year is still better than your best year.
Tony, stop it. I'm the guy that told you Moody was coming out and he was going to help. And look at him now.
Yeah, look at him now. He's not even in the rotation anymore.
Not this series. You know what I mean. He's been a positive this season. Now, Kuminga, you can write me up a little bit on that. Come on, Stani.
I mean, I think tonight's going to be a tough game. Does that make me a bad guy?
Oh, not at all. But that's not going out on the limb. They've all been tough, but I'm with you.
I think most Warrior fans are very confident about tonight.
Not that you'll ask me, but if you're the Warriors, all you want tonight, if you even got 2% to worry about to give to this, you want the Lakers to extend this series.
If you're a Warrior fan.
Yeah, if you're a Warrior fan. You're watching that game like Lakers. Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I
think that's less important for the Timberwolves.
Because of the age?
Yeah. But it might be. It might be the case. Let's go to Leo. Leo's in Oakland. What's up, Leo? How you doing, man? Leo!
Lee.
Can't do it.
All right.
Where is Singletary?
The guy that hates predictions is the guy that predicted Chris Paul III would come to the... No, I didn't. Chris Paul II.
But don't... That was your finest hour.
But I never predicted it. You said,
don't be surprised.
I said, you know what? You know, Chris Paul would I could see Chris Paul might fit on this team. That's not.
But you told me, Guru, don't, because I was on the opposite. We don't need a Chris Paul.
That's not a right prediction. That simply falls under the monstrous, expansive umbrella of basketball knowledge that I have. See, I can put two and two together. Like, I can look at the Warriors a year ago and say, you know what? Chris Paul makes some sense for this team. And you know what?
Own it.
Mike Dunleavy thought the same thing. I didn't make a prediction. I just said, you know, and I don't mind that everybody was like, you're crazy, Stiney. You're crazy.
But you said, don't be surprised, Goo.
Nice.
That's what you told me.
I don't think it was that.
Yeah. Well, Ernie Chavez will get us audio. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm going to sit here and kiss your ass on a victory lap that you took, and now you're acting like you don't want it.
I don't. That's a cheapie.
And you I'll love victory laps.
And I'll tell you why. I'm not boasting. I ain't got much to boast about. Well, but
here comes. If the Warriors win tonight.
The G for guru is the guy that told you when it was announced McCaffrey last offseason had a calf issue. And you guys all laughed at me.
I'm still laughing.
And the dude ended up missing.
You say that about every single person who's ever gotten hurt.
Guru Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same guy that said Steiny. I think Butler. Oh, Butler. I don't know if he's going to come back. Butler. I'm worried. Butler. I'm like, yeah, he came back in a game. So what is that?
It wasn't a guess. It was fear.
Your guys' victory laps are so different. Shocker.
Thank you.
Wow,
Steinies are taken for wide, expansive, I don't even want to say guesses, more questioning of
thank you.
Of common interest.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Goos are like, hey, Curry got a haircut. He's going for 50 tonight.
Hey, Ponte, you did on TV. I forgot that one, Evan. Thank you.
Well, I just remember you came in the neck. Yeah, you plastered it everywhere.
Well, Steiny texted the phone. I didn't even know. You were like, Guru, you're on the TV. I go, what happened? And then it was that.
Boy.
Like, I'm not in it for... Listen.
Yes, you are.
This is Guru, good signing it to OSU when it does come out titled Lucky.
Yeah.
Because I won the lucky break. Listen, man, you're so afraid of the prediction not being right that it causes you not to own it.
That's right.
Because
I don't have a strong opinion on, you made me talk about the Rockets and the Warriors. I picked the Warriors to win the series. That's it. If they play Minnesota next or they play the Lakers next, Tiny, who do you think's going to win? I don't know. I don't know who's going to win.
None of us do, but how do you feel?
Well, you could ask me to make a guess. I did it. You can ask me to take a guess. I'll take a guess.
But you're something else, man.
I know. I'm rational.
Dude had to beat you up on the news the other day. Huh? Give me an answer on who's going to win the game.
Right, because that's
rational when you want to be.
Yeah.
Please.
Next week, though.
What about next week?
I think that everyone's going to see
you'll be in the house,
you think
too.
Both series are over?
Considering 95.5% of teams with a 3-1 lead win.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a hell of a
story. Next week, well, I'm just preparing people. We're going to see a different side of you.
Yeah.
Okay. And
he'll be at the game.
Since everybody likes predictions, what do you predict? I'm going to be different next week. How so? Mr. Prediction.
For 351 days of the year, you're not a fan. But for approximately 14 days, beginning, I think, on Sunday,
My
guess,
yeah,
you're going to be a fan.
That's not true.
Evan, it's
not true.
And it's okay.
It's not true.
Tell us why.
I just want to watch the games, observe the games, see what happens in the games, and then put all that data into my mind.
Data.
And use it in the future. It's data, by the way. My dad used to kill me on that one. Just FYI. And now you...
Okay, listen. To that point.
Like, do you really think...
The rat on the table is your friend that you grew up with.
I did not grow up with him. There's so many misconceptions.
I'm
8 years older than him.
Y'all from the same hood?
Yes.
Okay, so that constant... You got his number? I know you do, because you text him. Tell us.
Big deal.
So that's
your
guy.
You have Mario Ellie's number. Okay, you're not friends with him.
That's my guy. But that's your guy. Steiny, it's okay. Look at you blushing. You're like, come on.
Oh, my God.
And that's what life's about.
That's all it's about.
I mean,
somebody said you need a gummy.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's all good, baby. We just living?
Yeah. I mean, we're filling.
My man.
Let's go to Kwame in Oakland. Kwame, what's going on, man?
Damn. What's good, y'all? Man, it's my third time on the show. I feel like I'm a part of this show third day in a row.
Kwame.
But listen, though, bro. When it comes to the Warriors in this playoffs, Man, listen, I'm not tripping. I'm not scared of nobody. I feel like we're tougher than everybody in the playoffs. We done been through everything on the board. We done came back from 3-1s. We done got ejected in finals. We done did every single thing. So when it comes to Houston Rocket, Corner Pocket, Old School Toy Soccer Bop It, Warriors in 5. When it comes to Minnesota, Coca-Cola, Motorola, Dubs in 5. When it comes to OKC, OPP, the finals used to be on NBC. Warriors in 5. Every last one of those teams we can beat. We're tougher than all of them. Dubs, let's go. We finishing it tonight. Let's go.
Wow.
I love you.
Wow. He was, man.
Yeah, no reasons. There were no reasons given other than, yeah, they're tougher. Minnesota's a pretty tough team.
No, they are. And
shut up. I'm not taking any of that bull.
I'm
next
here for
week.
You. Just take it out on
You've
me.
You've run down the Timberwolves and every other team besides the Warriors for 4 years. You can't then, when the series comes, says, Steiny, Minnesota is pretty good.
Well, no, come on.
I get it. Now you get, like, you change depending on the Warriors' opponent.
I don't want to know. It's just back to what Evan brought up. You know, something else I got right. But something we're staring in the face again is if the Warriors do win tonight, I got it right. Warriors in 5. I won't bring it up, Bob, but.
Yes, you will. You want to bet?
I might mention it.
Seriously, can I be honest with you? You brought it up on your own 4 times yesterday.
Because I'm smelling a victory. Okay. That's all your boy needs a little.
Don't make me root for Houston.
Hey, Evan, that's what Steiny does. I won't.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what's up, baby?
I think that the Warriors are going to move. They're going to move as far as until they have somebody more talented, like you know, more talented at the center, more talented at the forward. But if they don't run into like Luka or something like that form of a team, then I think they can make it all the way to the show. And another thing, after this season's over, we need to do some shopping. We need to go get Giannis, man. We need to go get Giannis. Last night made me sick. That old man standing in his face, swinging his son's T-shirt. But that's, you know, I don't know why. And then they wonder why when they get on the court, they get smacked around because people like that shouldn't even be on the court.
Wow, yeah, this is getting so much run.
And it should, actually. In case you haven't heard, the Indiana Pacers and Milwaukee Bucks were playing Game 5 last night in Indiana. The Pacers came back late, won the game. Tyrese Halliburton's dad sits in the front row right behind one of the baskets, and he had a big towel with Tyrese's face on it, his son.
Yeah.
And after the game, the Pacers win the game, and Giannis is just kind of standing at the free throw line, and Halliburton's dad is standing right in front of him, waving the towel at showing Giannis the towel, you know, saying, this is how we do it. Yeah, this is it. And, you know, then Giannis didn't realize he was Halliburton's dad at first. Then they had some words, and then it was talked about after the game. And you know what? This is why, and I know it's a different subject.
Yeah.
This is why you can't let Akeem Olajuwon onto the court when the Houston Cougars win a game.
Now, how did you go there, though? Because that's his alma mater.
Right. Okay, so Halliburton's dad should be able to go on the court?
Now,
what, yes or no?
I'm being real.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm part of, Steiny, you know in these arenas where the fans and your family sit, that's every road. You get tickets in your family, the family section. So
right, those are usually
almost
up.
Like,
those
okay,
are courtside for away games.
But you got the credentials to get down. And my point is,
no, you don't.
Eddie House was on the Sacramento Kings, Steiny, and I would go sit right.
If you're a fan, a paying customer,
yeah,
you can't walk onto the floor.
Now,
that's just a rule.
But I'm saying you can get the credential to walk on the floor. You don't think his dad didn't have that?
And he was sitting
done it before?
No, I think he's got a regular ticket, a high-priced regular ticket, and he sits there all the time. He's a season ticket holder who's got a lot of money. That's all he is, and he's Halliburton's dad. I mean,
Like, I'm not defending what he did. I wonder if he was drinking, but I'm a dad that ran onto the court, not the same example of my son's high school buzzer beater that my son didn't make, but I just, you can't taunt as a parent a player like that. That was totally wrong. But what I love about it is Giannis explaining his upbringing and how his dad always preached being humble. But to Halliburton's point, the actual player who had a great game, he chastised his dad. Like, he criticized his dad for that. So how come you can't? I'm just – no, you're saying he shouldn't have been on the court.
He shouldn't have been.
I'm saying he should have been on the court. He could have – he's been on the court many a times. I'm just saying what he did to Giannis was foul, and he shouldn't have done that. But the amount of run this is getting, like
– that's right, because it's offensive. What he did is offensive to me. And, yes, I thought it was absolutely disrespectful. And you know what? To think that the people who are on the court are just going to celebrate the win and not, I mean, we've been seeing a lot of that. People come onto the court and somebody on the losing team gets taunted or mocked or made fun of, and it's just not the time to do it. Like, no, I do not think. The problem is that right after the game, the sideline reporter is on the floor, and the three cameramen for that one. Yeah. And then the radio guy's on the floor with three people.
And what if Giannis would have lost his composure, and you know what I mean? Not even knowing it was his dad. And I don't know what he was saying, but he was giving them the business.
Well, Giannis would have been the one that got in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know. On the other side, we'll take a listen to what Giannis said, because what he said is kind of the way I grew up too. And maybe things have just changed. And that's kind of normal behavior that, you know, it's okay to denigrate one of the best players in the world who's a competitor who happened to lose a series.
But we've never seen Sonya or Dale Curry on the court like that, acting a fool in all of Curry's.
Right, because they're never on the court. I can never remember either of those people on the court outside maybe them winning a title. You know why? Because Del Curry played in the NBA, and he knows it's no place for anybody other than the players and the officials. Mm. And he instilled that in Steph, I'm sure. All right, 888-957-9570. We can talk about Game 5. What do you expect out of the Warriors and Rockets tonight? And we can get into this Tyrese Halliburton, his father and Giannis conversation, because I do want to play what Giannis said, because to my way of thinking, it was very thoughtful and, well stated.